Jean Chatsky is a money expert and award-winning personal finance journalist. She joins us this morning to talk about thinking beyond saving, maybe how to protect your income, and the fact that we're living longer is creating a problem. Jean, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
So we are healthier. We're living longer. Now this is sort of changing how we have to think about retirement, right?
It is, because we have more years where we're going to have to spend that money that we've accumulated for retirement. And what we know from some recent research is that many people haven't done the sort of planning necessary to get there.
I see it says here the average cost of retirement totals more than $700,000. Gulp?
Gulp is right. And a lot of people think Social Security is going to step in there and give them everything that they need, but that's a big myth. It really only covers about 40% of what you're going to need in retirement. And the lion's share of it is on you. It's the money that you've saved, but then have to convert into an income that will last you for the rest of your life.
So what's some suggestions you could give us to help us get to that point?
So we want to be accumulating money. That is absolutely true. If you've got a retirement plan at work, you want to be stashing it into your 401k, into your IRA. But you also have to look at, okay, what happens after? What happens when I get to retirement? Or what happens in the planning process so that I know I will have a protected stream of income that will last as long as I do? And when we're talking about protected income, we're actually talking about annuities. And Social Security is an annuity. It's a stream of income that's going to last for the rest of your life. But as I said, it's not enough. So we need an additional source of lifetime income. And one way to get that is with an annuity.
How do we find those, or how do we know what's the right one to purchase?
Yeah, so there's a lot of different ones. For people who don't know what they are, an annuity is basically an insurance product that can be used to provide a paycheck that will last as long as you do. There's a new website called retireyourrisk.org. If you go there, you will get the lay of the land as far as annuities are concerned and the different ones and what might make sense for you. But you also should talk to a financial advisor if you've got one in your life, because what we know is that about a half of all people haven't even gone as far to project what it will cost them to live in retirement. And that's a big piece of the puzzle.
Is there any minimum amount people need to put in there into that annuity to get it going?
No, they really come in all shapes and sizes and permutations. And the goal, because a lot of different companies issue these, is to find the one that makes the most sense for you.
We're talking this morning with Jean Chatsky, money expert and award-winning personal finance journalist. You've also written the book called Age Proof, Living Longer Without Running Out of Money or Breaking a Hip.
I wrote that book, by the way, with one of your own citizens, with a guy named Mike Roizen, Dr. Michael Roizen, who's the chief of wellness at the Cleveland Clinic.
Uh-huh. We've had him on the morning show.
Yeah.
Well, so you know. He knows exactly what he's talking about.
Absolutely. Well, that's one of those things. Health and wealth, I guess, are the two things that kind of hopefully follow us into retirement. Again, if people want to find out more about getting on the right track and a little bit about this, where's a good place again to go?
You can go to retireyourrisk.org. And a big part of the puzzle is making sure that you've covered for things like healthcare expenses. We know that people who have some sort of protected lifetime income feel about twice as confident as those who don't, that they'll be able to weather the volatility in the market, they'll be able to cover those sorts of healthcare expenditures that come later than those people who haven't thought of that.
Sounds good. Well, we appreciate your time, and thanks for sharing the good advice, Jean.
Thanks.
You.